Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 026, recorded on January 11th, 2011. And that's a very cool date, 1-1-1-1-1. Hey, what kind of week did you have? We had more snow, and more is coming tomorrow and tonight. Yay, I like snow. Well, I would have liked Friday's snow a lot more, but as it was with the snowfall we had Friday, it should have given me a day to kick back and, you know, try to get 2011 organized and, you know, just kind of get the year off to a good start. But I didn't get organized because I had two converging tech issues that consumed a lot of the week and the weekend. So although I gained a quote-unquote stay-in day with the snow, I had so much to do that it didn't matter that I got an extra day. Let's just leave it at that. There are interesting things to know about what can cause erratic power supply to an iMac. And if you usually BBM me, I sent you a new PIN number. That's all I'm going to say about the tech stuff. What I do want you to bring to your memory is, I hope you recall that last week I was talking about Arno and his brand new Taylor. I think I even mentioned it the week before, because it was dried out and buzzing. I mean, a brand new guitar falling prey to the perils of winter in the Northeast when the heat is on and the house is dry. Well, I saw him on Wednesday, and as of then it was still not sufficiently hydrated. This is really serious business, keeping your guitar sufficiently humidified. I'm not going to rant about it again, but seriously, people, is it really worth wrecking your instrument? If you can't remember to check humidity around your guitar, put it in your BlackBerry or whatever device gives you those frequent alerts that we're all living by now, or on your calendar or something. Put a sign on your bedroom door so when you go in and out of your bedroom you see the sign. I don't care what you have to do, but you've got to check your humidifier every time you play if the heat or air conditioning is on. All right, that's it for that. Let's move along to today's student spotlight. In the beautiful warm glow of the student spotlight this week, there are 8 students. Is that right? 2, 4, 6. Yes, 8 students. They are Anna, Arno, Arthur, Danielle, Elliot, Julia, Olivia, and Rob. All of you are at different levels of playing experience, but you're all playing extremely well. From Anna, the newest student in my schedule, to Danielle, the most advanced of this particular group, you're all exhibiting great work and perseverance as well as your giftedness. Some of you a little bit more than others. I congratulate you on overcoming the prevailing societal inclination to become a wannabe with a lot of talk and zero effort. Good job. You are all on the road to becoming extremely proficient and accomplished guitarists. And that makes me very, very pleased. Let's move on to the question of the week. This week's question comes from 2 students, and I think I have addressed this in the past years on the written version of the question of the week on guitartechniquetutor.com prior to this podcast, but we'll make a go of it again. The question is, why can't I play for you the way I play when I practice? This question is as old as music instruction. It began with the very first student of any instrument. Playing for someone whose assessment of your playing matters to you is much harder than playing for yourself. And this is not scientific, this is my personal assessment, for 97% of musicians, the stress of playing, in fact performing, for anyone, degrades their control and technique. The degree of familiarity or unfamiliarity with the listener can increase or decrease the effect, but it's rare that a musician's performance is the same as their usual practice is when they play for somebody else, even when it's their teacher, and more so in front of a crowd. Some of it is emotional and some of it is chemical. A common response is fear. That's even if you're prepared, because you really, really want to do well and you fear not doing well. And if your emotional response is fear, it takes quite a bit to control that, it triggers mega amounts of adrenaline to course through you. And if you aren't expecting it, you can have a very difficult time. Increased adrenaline may just mean you're feeling a little flustered, but it can be to the extent that your muscles are quivering with power and uncontrollable movement such that it's even hard to hold on to the guitar. I've seen both extremes. Now, when my students prepare to perform, I try to help them experience what it's going to feel like when they're on. Situation simulation is absolutely necessary, especially if the student will be performing for the first time. Once, a student of mine who resisted preparing as I suggested could barely hold his guitar for how terribly he was trembling when he played. He was absolutely devastated that he played so badly compared to how well he executed his music at home. Don't underestimate the power of stress on the quality of your performance. Allow your instructor to acquaint you with what to expect when you perform, if they suggest it to you. As for playing for your instructor, well, I hope it doesn't cause the uncontrollable trembling of an adrenaline rush. But even just playing for your instructor isn't like playing by yourself in the location of your choosing. This is not such a big secret, but I'm going to say it anyway in case you have overlooked it. Musicians practice for hours and hours. For the most part, they don't practice because they don't know their music. They practice because they do know it and want to perfect it under adverse circumstances. Sometimes they practice because they love it too, but the former is usually what motivates them. If you're not playing as well for your teacher as you do when you practice, practice more. You still won't play as well for your teacher as when you're alone, but what you do for them will be a lot better. Okay, let's move on to this week's news. This week, Epiphone is in the news. You know my affinity for it and my history with it. My first three quote-unquote good guitars were Epiphones. The very first I passed along to an extremely young student quite a long time ago. By my reckoning, she's probably out of college by now. We've lost contact, but perhaps I'll see her one day on Facebook. The other two were sold, one decades ago to a friend of a friend, and the other on eBay for a killer price. Well, in the February 2011 issue of Guitar World, the Epiphone Zenith Bass garners the magazine's Gold Award for overall value. On page 148, Ed Friedland reviews it. So if you're in the market for a bass, or you know someone who is, you should really check that out. I haven't played this instrument. I don't play bass as a rule. I play with basses, but I wouldn't call myself a bass player. So check it out and take a good look. Congratulations, Epiphone. You've done it again. Let's move along to the Take Notes segment. Since I mentioned Guitar World's Gold Award going to the Epiphone Zenith Bass, that's a tongue twister, my take note topic this week is the Guitar World's Lick of the Day app. As an instructor who trains musicians to master the guitar, I couldn't be happier that Guitar World has an app for the iPhone, iPad, iPod, and all other i-type devices. If enough app and online sites demonstrate tab playing, and here I'm not going to use the T word, then the tab using guitar demonstrators, I'm still not going to use the T word, will decline in numbers, they will produce inadequate guitar players, and the legit, and I will use the word here, teachers, will have more students. Unfortunately, they'll have more students who were derailed by having immersed themselves in tab and not music, notation, theory, harmony, technique, and rhythm. I've had these students. It's a shame that some of them who are not innately gifted have such a hard road when they want to really learn to play the guitar well. They have a difficult time disabusing themselves of whatever quote-unquote training they've had. It's peculiar to them that there is a reason and logic in music when it is learned and played correctly. And I'm not just talking about classical or jazz here. It makes no difference what genre you examine. Mindless fret counting may produce the sound you're looking for, and it may produce it quickly. But that's where it ends. I'll even retract the mindless part. It takes a good memory to recall 60 bajillion numbers in the correct order, and to muscle memorize them in a song. That's why tab is predominantly used by young learners and their older mentors who learned it when they were young. As I've said before, music is a totally, totally logical system that has its own language. I can copy Chinese characters on a paper, and I can say dim sum, but that doesn't mean I speak Chinese. I can even memorize saying Chinese phrases, but that still doesn't mean I speak Chinese. So if you're inclined to put the Guitar World Lick of the Day app on your iDevice, do it. Just don't think you're learning to play the guitar. I want to caution you here, too. They have a very, very slick phrase on the page for that app. And they're saying that it's shown that part of the instruction, besides having the Guitar World teacher on video and a light-up fingerboard to show you where to put your fingers, and in case that's not good enough for you, they'll tab it out for you. They use a very curious phrase, which is standard tab notation. Now, that's an oxymoron. There is such a thing as standard notation, and that is, for guitar anyway, it's a treble clef, and it's a five-line music staff, and it's the actual notes one writes for any instrument's music. But when you say standard tab notation, the truth is tab is not what is called music notation. Tab is tab. It's tablature. That's what the word stands for. So don't think you're learning music notation when it says standard tab notation. Okay, let's wrap this baby up and move over to the outro. thank you for joining me for episode 026 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. Humidify, humidify, humidify. Also, notice my BlackBerry pin is different if you ordinarily use it. Anna, Arno, Arthur, Danielle, Elliot, Julia, Olivia, and Rob, excellent work. Keep it up. Prepare for performance, whether it's just to play for your instructor or on stage before a crowd. Congratulations to Epiphone for its Zenith bass receiving Guitar World's Gold Award for overall value. And subscribe to the Guitar World Lick of the Day app if you want to mimic a lick a day. Just don't think you're learning how to play the guitar when you do. As for me, I'm getting ready for more snow. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.